Blog Talk Radio.
Let me go. cause I'm laid back, she outgunned. Opposites attract, pockets fat like Samoan. I just told my goons I got it, I just waved them off. I just told Tunchi I got it, and he said of course. Lose my mind, the only time I ever take a loss. I work too hard for taking off, I'm taking off. Really about to see a billion of my arms reach. Sleep on a hammock in the middle of two palm trees. My neighbors can't sleep, all they hearing is them car screams. My bitch can't sleep, all she hearing is them club keys. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired to talk, please. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired, I'm yawning. Yeah, where your ass was at when I was 15 in the Porsche? Where your ass be at when we be popping all these corks? Where your ass be at and all you problem with them dorks? I'm probably with some bitches that be popping pills and snort. Diamonds in my mouth, no Tchaikovsky. I'm hitting notes with the pistol, ooh, I'm off key. In the money, I'm in Godspeed. I'm moving slowly, it's a turtle lark for heat. From the treasure chest inside was a heartbeat. And Katrina had us hustling out of RV. We had to stash and steal ball Steve Harvey. We had to stash and steal ball Steve Harvey. And we set a nigga up like E-Harmony. And your bitch playing nigga and your car cheap. And we leave your brain right there on your broad cheek. And we leave some stains right there on your offspring. And the purple rain right here in the soft drink. Yeah, the purple rain right here in the soft drink. And it fight the pain, nigga, like a heart strength. And we don't complain, nigga, and we don't blame. And he dumb as hell and I swear it's his own thing. I think he run with 12 and I think it's so squad link. I be so underwhelmed cause I swear it's so style weak. I'm moving slow as hell but the money coming Godspeed. I'm moving slow as hell but the money coming Godspeed. I just told her put some nigga, call your hands for a nigga. I just stole on a nigga, mid-sentence nigga. Fiend searching in a haystack for syringes, nigga. Dope man, got him flipping like some ninjas, nigga. Got him tweaking, got him lurking, got him cringing, nigga. Ooh, that's them symptoms, nigga. I can't prevent them, nigga. Split a nigga, hit in two, that split decision, nigga. Been to hell and back, came back in mint condition, nigga. Feel like heaven when the racks return to spender, nigga. Feel like heaven's only lacking your attendance, nigga. Feel like something drop the tops and out the windows, nigga. Toss out your demo, I ain't even like your intro, nigga. I just went Kimbo with this tempo, momento, nigga. You know my MO, nigga, spit that AMMO, nigga. Black. I asked my ceilings where your ass was at. So all my ceiling fans, I'm back. They pushed their album back. Fuck.
What is this?
Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet.
Self-made. Gotta handle your own.
Maybach music.
Just play.
I'ma handle mine.
Yeah. They try to tell me I don't fit up in this motherfucker. Cause Rose, they be talking white, he think he Uncle Ruckus. I left Jimmy, they was spinning silly on my budget. And now I'm rolling with some cooler niggas I can fuck with. You buy the cooler, yeah, you niggas don't get no dick. Bitch, I think I'm Teen Wolf, dog nigga, ballin' bitch. Flies Ricky Steamboat, me and Mama Steen, no. I don't wear no 501,000 jeans, float. It's funny how Pucci made all the states gone. I'm winning cause Ricky made my mistakes known. It's funny that since I put this chain on, these bitches appear quicker than state bombs. While they belong something they can't ever smoke. We that can't pronounce, man, this shit'll leave Rosetta Stone. This man can single-handedly say the coach. You got a spark, you need some lighter, man, you sang a Sosa. So get it right, okay, you bought her, man, I'm with the owner. You know my drive is retarded like I'm riding donuts. Picture me rolling, young, handsome, and focused. Got that vision of Paco, throwing Brandon and Oprah. Michelangelo, portrait me, Maya Angelou, Nova. Michael Jordan, performance, nigga, I'm actually all of it. Yeah, I'm just a poet with some hang time. Home, Rudy Shakespeare, I just shake night. Miami Nights, made a couple grand. Plain TSA, you kiss my head. Lord forgive me, I'm trying, no, I ain't living right. But this card of tricking with got no limit, right? And this life, you dare, rumble, I ain't living right. They on my ass like a Santa, make them take a hike.
Good night.
All we want is opportunity, yeah. Lord knows
it's MMG, baby. The dream team.
Better believe.
I made it myself. Got myself made. Fire started, put me anywhere, I just blazed. Dropped out of school, never made it to the 12th grade. I'm so fucking raw, haters hoping that I catch AIDS. Motivated just from being broke. Had a dream like Martin Luther, a little bit of hope. Sam Rosa never rode, Malcolm never spoke. They probably find me in the woods, hanging from a rope. Instead they locked me in a cell, just to sell them dope. When people told me I was bad, I used to tell them no. Cause I was never hesitant to represent. Devil knocking at the door, screaming let me in. Tell the owner hit the lights when we stepping in. Charlie Sheen on them haters, they don't wanna let me win. Nah, niggas, they don't wanna let me win. But I'ma build the ground up, let's begin. I kill these rappers early in the game. Abortion, spit a verse like let me get your fans. Extortion, send these niggas back to where they came. Depulsion, make them forfeit and I'm portions. Sell their horses, 9-11, somebody call them. Come and walk across them over, somebody falling. Jump back, I hit the shot, somebody ballin'. I'm at the pillar and I hear that Maserati calling. Black and white diamonds looking like my neck be volleyballing. In this Prezi looking like somebody potted on it. I don't got 20 Illuminati just to get a new Bugatti. I'm just riding out and put a million miles all on my body. I'm gone.
Born to win. Look around. From the projects to the penthouse. Our vision never changed. We self-made. Count that up.
Self-made, self-paid, man. P-I-double-L in the building.
ATL.
I'll get your motherfucking roll on. 8 in the morning when that street clock buzz. Kitchen overload, so non-turn. The aisle burn, bacon soda cold. The clientele buying sale like a punch out. Popping margins increase. Exit the beef with my gun out. Outwit it, outfox you overmatched. House hidden, drop top, the sofa smack. This is fine dime takeout. First date makeout. Diamonds line the lens of cameraman on the stakeout. As I exit the steakhouse, pockets on humongo. Philosophical dollar in Prada while at the Congo. Africana, black is gonna be my attire. Marijuana, marijuana, sick to get higher. Yes, we blow stress through the vents of the Marriott. We self-made, carry on while we carry out.
If I woke up tomorrow and didn't have a dollar, as long as I had my heart, I could get it all over. Dream team, we the 93 Chicago Bulls, baby. The lovely teacher Moses, self-made.
Maybach music.
We pop out at your party, I'm with the gang, and it's gon' be a robbery, so tuck your chain. I'm a killer girl, I'm sorry, but I can't change. We ain't aiming for your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, lil' nigga, don't get banged. Cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane. She don't like her body, left the doctor with a new shape. Blowing up my phone cause she just see me with my new bae. Heartbreaker ladies love me like I'm Cool J. She was trying to cling on to a nigga but it's too late. Booked the flight to Cali, rocks and condoms in my suitcase. And every single dollar in these bands got a blue face. Diamonds in the rollie, they in HD like it's Blu-ray. The way that I've been ballin' should make the cover a 2K. Show out for the summer, I might pull up in a new Wraith. Dissin' on the gang, that's gon' only get your crew chased. And we haul shit down, better tighten up your shoelace. Lil' bro, get up close and let the Glock 22 spray. We pop out at your party, I'm with the gang, and it's gon' be a robbery, so tuck your chain. I'm a killer girl, I'm sorry, but I can't change. We ain't aiming for your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, lil' nigga, don't get banged. Cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane.
Call a bro, he said he ready for the stain. What you claim, you a lame, you ain't never put a lane. So I be around some killers that go crazy for the game. If I showed you all my charges, you won't look at me the same. Made some choices in my life I wish I never had to make. Cause my brother seen him die and I just seen him graduate. Got that 40 on my side and I'm just rolling past the thing. But my hands can do the job and I ain't talking masturbate. I was in and out of state cause I had a bag. we coming back today. I pull polo, he come dolo, we get him the fact.
We pop out at your party, I'm with the gang, and it's gon' be a robbery, so tuck your chain. I'm a killer, girl, I'm sorry, but I can't change. We ain't aiming for your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, lil' nigga, don't get banged. Cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Let me get these live streams started. Hope y'all are doing well. I know I am. Okay. YouTube up and running. Let me get the gram up and running. All right, all right. The gram is up and running. I'm almost done with the preparation for the webinar that we're going to do on the 241, 242 suits. So look forward to that webinar coming to y'all. I know a bunch of y'all want to learn how to sue people for violating their constitution. So that's what we're going to do. Feel me? And welcome to the Jonah Bay Show. Now, I had a brother I've been working with in consultations here in Georgia doing his first case, right? So let me read this email to y'all. Constitutional challenge. Okay, I've done exactly what you said. The police wasn't there. I told them that policeman wasn't going to be in court. So they moved to continue at a later date. They always do that shit. Right? Hold on one second. They did hear, and the judge reacted to my motion and writ of error affidavit. Now, first of all, he was scared that they said they were going to have a trial today. I told them, ain't no trial happening. They got to, go over your motions, right? So that's exactly what happened, right? So let me go on. To which I read it and demanded them to dismiss the case. Attached, you can see the writ. The solicitor objected. Well, what, you thought he was just going to do it for you? It don't work that way. Objected and said I had no constitutional evidence or grounds. See, that tells me he did not enter the actual constitution into the case, which I always tell y'all, the first thing y'all going to do is enter a certified copy of the constitution into any case, because your defense is going to be based off the Constitution. You need the evidence there. Anything that can be proven must be proven. They're not going to take your word. They're going to make you prove it of what they have to do, right? Then let's go on. Also, the judge said that the federal rules of civil procedure is federal and does not apply to municipal. First of all, I don't know how many times I'm going to say this and go over this shit. It's been a lot since I taught y'all about Rule 5.1, right? And, of course, them motherfuckers is going to say anything to you because that's what they do, lie, right? But, I mean, let the law, did you read the law? You got to read the laws, my nigga. You got to be sure of what the law says yourself. I can't go in there and defend it for you. But it says, the wrong one, constitutional challenge. Right here, Rule 5.1. constitutional challenge. Notice by a party and a party that files a pleading written motion or other paper drawing in the question of the constitutionality of a federal or what? Or state statute must promptly, number one, file a notice of constitutional question stating the question and identifying the paper that raises it. If A, a federal statute is questioned and the party does not include the United States, one of their agencies, or one of their officers or employees in the official capacity, or B, a state statute is questioned and the parties do not include the state, one of the agencies, or one of its officer employees in their official. It tells you right there in the law, it applies to the state. So you're just going to let them lie to you and accept that? You need to be doing a writ of error and highlight the part that says any state statute. Now, the only thing they could say is, well, this ain't the jurisdiction. You might have to go to federal court to challenge this federal, constitutionality of a statute for the state. They might want you to go into federal court, but that ain't what he said. Because that's not true either, right? Number one, the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution says that the federal constitution is above state constitutions, right? In the public, not in the private, not the ones before the Fed was even created. Now, if the federal constitution, in the federal constitution says you can do this, the state has to follow suit. But you got to know that. What the problem is, you're new, so you're questioning the actual law. How are you going to question the law when the law is right there in black and white, right? I don't let them say shit like that to me. And if they do, I don't care, because if I lose, I'm doing an appeal. And when I do the appeal, the appellate court is going to listen to the Constitution and follow it. You feel me? That's why you got to put your writs of errors in, because you can't put no new evidence in an appeal. So they're only going to look at the things that you already put in the first case. First thing they're going to look at is when you're saying a writ of error, that the court made an error. Now, it says, also, the solicitor said municipal court doesn't have to provide discovery. Listen, man, here we go again. Number one, the federal constitution says you have the right to face your accuser and hear the charges that's against you, right? The charges, right? Even the Georgia Constitution says that. So the one main thing problem you're having is you don't know the Constitution, especially the Georgia Constitution, so you have no answer for these people. So first of all, I would do a writ of error pulling up Georgia Constitution where it says you have the right to face your accuser and hear the charges against you, which they call discovery, right? The problem is a lot of y'all have not studied enough. So these people throw these lies in front of you and you believe it or you get scared. Now, let me be 100 with you. Even if he said it the way I said it and said everything perfectly, these people still gonna lie to you. They still gonna act like what you're putting in and what you're saying don't work or it's not true, right? That's their job to do that, right? But what happens is when it's time to go to your trial, all of a sudden there is no trial and it gets dismissed. But they're never going to let you know you're right, you're winning and all that. They're never going to do that. To do that, they're setting themselves up for a lawsuit. They're never going to admit to you. You newbies need to stop thinking they are going to admit it to you. You don't care what's going on. All you care about is winning. Winning the case. Getting it dismissed. And then he writes like, this shit is new to me. I repeat. He said that the FRCP does not apply to municipal. And that was the basis of his rejection. I guarantee you he won't put it in writing. I guarantee you, because when they turn down your motions, they supposed to put it in writing of why they are shutting down your motion, where they say overruled, right? They have to write down everything. He's not going to do that, number one. You need to study more. You need to learn more, brother. Then he gave me a copy of his writ of error. So I said, yo, let me go over this real quick. And it says, City of Fulton, South Fulton. Now, first of all, I already beat the mad times with a constitutional challenge in Fulton County. See, so they already seen the paperwork. They want to know if you know the paperwork and know how to do it, right? Now, he says, take notice pursuant to FRCP Rule 5.1. Number one, newbie, straight newbie. How many times have I told y'all never use their code, federal code? Just say constitutional challenge. You don't put down that it's the federal rules of procedure, because they all got the same procedures on different levels. All you got to do is name what you're doing. You're not supposed to be using their codes at all. So what's up with that? That's number one newbie mistake, right? Then it says, the municipal court of the city of South Fulton has acknowledged or certified the following. Relief under 24.1 of FRCP, the following grounds. So once again, he used it again. Wrong. Then he put down number one, OCGA 40-5-20, right? 40-5-20, it says that the motor vehicles, traffic trapper, and driver's license. First thing it says in this shit is that in Georgia, if you are in the public, you are a straw man, you are required to have a valid license. See? But that goes against what? The Constitution. You have the right to travel, according to the Articles of Confederation and the Articles of Association, right? So you don't have to, but you're going to have to defend that. You're going to have to know what you're talking about and explain it perfectly, right? Where this shit is unconstitutional, right? Then I looked at the second law he put down, OCGA 40-1-72. He put the wrong code. That's an error on your behalf. Because the code he meant to put is 40-6-72. Stop signs and yielding signs, right? These are newbie mistakes, and these are the things that makes you lose your case. When you don't know. Now, here's the killer part. Even though I'm going over this right here on the air, he did not set up another consultation, which he was supposed to, so I could tell him what he's done wrong and where he's made mistakes. But being the nice guy that I am, I said, I'll make his shit a lesson for the rest of the newbies, right? So, yes, Rule 5.1 applies to the state. What you're not supposed to say, federal rules of civil procedure. There's no need. All you have to do is write constitutional challenge to statute. That's it. Never use their codes. Just write down what the fuck the code is saying. See, that also tells me my brother has not been in the archives either listening to the shows. I say it a million shows. A million shows. How do you think you're going to pass the test if you don't know the answers? You ain't never been able to pass any test without knowing the answers first. Court is the same way.
So come on, stop the bull and get your study in it. These motherfuckers think they could just study whatever one time, two times. No, this is the whole lifestyle. This is going to go on forever, you studying the law. Because there's no excuse to not knowing the law. With that being said, I broke it down enough. So I'm going to open up the call lines and see what y'all got to say and what's going on. Someone said the court system is not honorable. No, it's not. They're always going to lie to you. They're always going to try to trick you. They're always going to try to use witchcraft. This is what they do. Now, if he was in the archives just a couple of months ago, I broke down the tricks and traps of court and read that shit, of all the shit they did. Obviously, dude is not in the archives. You a newbie, you need to constantly be in the archives studying just to know what you need to do and to know what you need to buy to get you to the private. You see what I'm saying? It is what it is. You can't take your time doing it. Now, I can go on and finish reading his shit, but like I said, it's not all the way it's supposed to be at all. And I don't even see, he was supposed to have a certificate of service to them. He didn't put no certificate of service on this affidavit either to prove that he sent it to the right people. See what I'm saying? Mistakes of a rookie. Mistakes. All right, so let me open up this call line and talk to y'all. I'm going to 774-467. Peace to the God. Peace.
How are you, Mr. Jonas? Chris calling in. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, just checking. Yeah, haven't called in a while. Glad to hear, you know, you're still putting out info that we need to hear. I know you have a lot of lessons to teach, but we need to hear the, you know, pay attention to the careless mistakes, because that's what wastes a lot of our time, you know?
Exactly.
So I just, right. So I did want to ask if I could, you know, briefly, I know we have other people I got to ask questions. So I got a notice from the law office after our notary presented Massachusetts Department of Revenue. I'm trying to do it a court and satisfaction for the IRS, right? And my question is my next course of action now sending this law firm a third-party debt collector letter as a service agent for Massachusetts Department of Revenue?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay. I know that was kind of like a simple question, but I was really why I wanted to ask that is like, do I need to send it to them?
Make sure you send no contact contract. If you're not a creditor, don't contact me.
I hear you, but what do you mean by that? Is that not the same letter as a third-party debt collector?
There's a third-party debt collector letter in there, and then there's the second part, which is a no-contact contract in there.
I've already sent out the whole notice, so I know it says that in there because I've typed it. Is that
okay?
Is that what you mean?
You didn't realize it was two things in there. You just sent it as one. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's a new thing that never came up. I didn't even realize. But I thought you were talking about the party debt collector letter and then the full satisfaction letter.
No.
Okay. So I'll simply serve them at the administrative process, and then I can do the claim to sue.
Sounds good. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, I'll keep it simple and sweet, short and sweet. I appreciate your time. Have a great night, Mr. Jones.
All right. Peace, God. Now, someone asked this question, and, you know, I was on a consultation and had to deal with this question. Would you surrender a driver's license without a passport first? Number one, no. No, I wouldn't. Number two, your passport, even if you got the national passport, is not used for driving. Your national passport under the jurisdiction of the Fed. When you get stopped, you're getting stopped by local police. You need to do an injunction and have your IDP with your foreign driver's license. Y'all are doing it wrong, and that's why a lot of y'all are getting in trouble while y'all driving and having issues. Y'all need to be in the archives and listen to the shows where I break it down even more. Secondly, if you was to hand your driver's license in, soon as you do that, they do this to everyone that does that, they're going to put it in their system like your driver's license was suspended. Suspended. I tell people to never, ever turn their driver's license in. What you should do is wait for it to expire. When it expires, they never put it in their system that it is suspended. Just let it expire. Don't go get no ID that's a regular ID or anything from them. You're going to stop using their identifications. I ain't had none of their IDs, driver's license, in about 15 years. All right? Now, I'm going to 702-807. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
What up, God?
How are you, God?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent. Great. How are you?
That's right. To you. Now, bro, I got to check. I got to say some real G shit. Like, bro. They follow them. Listen, bro. You got to get rid of them latches, bro. Because that, what I'm seeing, because, bro, I don't even pull none of that shit. I'm in a whole nother state. And they still say, oh, your shit is in their system. And that's in the main database of the DMV. And,
no,
and to
no.
The main
to thing. I'm going to say it again. 20 years, I've been watching people try to get rid of the so-called latches of the driver's license. They have put it in a suspended state, saying that it was suspended. Now, when I've seen people over all these years where they just let it expire, like I did, it's not in the system as being suspended. This is what I'm telling you, that it's a fact.
Okay, so now, all right, so now what is the label then?
The main latches are you using Social Security and using the public shit. First of all, you ain't supposed to be, I don't know how many times I said it, you ain't supposed to be driving around or traveling with no ID of the strawman.
No doubt.
Y'all are making mistakes.
I totally agree. I totally agree, bro. And the deepest... The deepness about this whole thing is that, bro, once you see, this is why I know this, because I've seen it. Even, I had many different IDs, different names in the database, in the DMV. And what you're saying, yeah, let it expire, but yeah, it's still going to show that you had, you contracted. You had L's at one time.
No doubt, it will show you had one. Absolutely.
Right.
But, it doesn't show you have one. Now, I know that sounds confusing, right?
Nah, to me,
you're not supposed to be using the straw man.
Facts. I totally agree with you. That's how I beat child support.
Is using the new name.
Bro, that's what the master teacher always said. The master teacher.
Even the Bible tells you, you can't have a double mind. These motherfuckers want to be the straw man, and they want to be their private
right.
more.
Right.
You got to do one or the other. Stop bullshitting that's, and do one or the other.
Nah, you're right, G. You're right. And that's what the fucking, if everybody don't know, y'all newbies and y'all so-called people, Moors, all that, what the fucking master teacher say? He said, do business in the new name.
Exactly.
That's what the
and
fuck
you're
he said.
You the same shit that Noble Drew Ali said. Do business
facts.
In a new name.
In a new
take
name.
Take a new name and
facts.
Put it in a trust. Make that trust own everything of the straw man. Go and get a copyright DBA and make them pay for even using that name.
Now, a lot of people ain't going to like what the fuck I'm about to say, but guess what? The
oh,
master
shit.
Teaching didn't even, yeah, the master teaching didn't even do what the fuck we saying. What he told us to do, he ain't even do
it. Mm.
That's
yo,
facts.
I ain't even
yeah,
going to
yeah.
lie to you.
Right.
That goes
facts.
Down every day. But I always keep in mind, pre-1933, when he was around, none of this shit existed like that.
No doubt. Facts. True
so,
indeed. True. That's what I'm telling
him
see, bro.
I give him a pass because
no,
it didn't exist.
Hey, bro. Hey, Jonah, bro.
Yeah.
He was way ahead of his time, bro. He already overstood. He already had that. Listen, see, y'all don't even know about the Seven. When they came from Harlem, people don't even, you know about the Magnificent Seven. You already knew who they were. It was, you already knew who the fuck they were. You know what I'm saying? And they was the master teachers. And they came out with all the knowledge, right? In Harlem. In Mecca. Yeah, bro. This shit goes so hard, bro. Like what you're building on, bro, and what we dealing with, bro. Jonah, this is way beyond people's scope. That's why I said these newbies, they're coming in. No disrespect to y'all. Because some
no
of y'all,
disrespect.
Y'all very sharp. Y'all
learn.
Very, yeah. Yeah, they got to learn. And see, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Listen, y'all. Listen, I've been with Jonah. One of his number one students. Yeah. And that's a fact.
Fact.
That's a fact. That's facts. Bruh, listen, y'all go to the archive. We just want y'all to really, because what y'all doing, like you said, brother, earlier, like, bruh, you ain't even put a certificate of service. Nigga,
no,
you don't even, listen, that means what you saying don't mean shit because you don't have an officer of the court. The officer of the court. That's what a notary, listen, bruh, look, I'm going to put this out, Jonah. Look. All y'all mother, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, get your fucking notaries on your team.
Or take
wake
your
up.
Girl or a friend and make them one.
Right, wake up. Wake the fuck up. Real talk. That's facts, bro. Y'all doing
fact.
This dumb shit.
Fact.
Gee, that's real shit. And, bro,
right,
listen,
brother,
this my, this my, no, oh, bro, I want to ask you one question. I want to ask
okay.
you one question, G.
Okay.
Real talk, I know. My bad. Listen. Now listen, we going in and we filing the motherfucking lawsuit on violating the injunction. So what I want to ask you is, now you said small claims, but bruh, I think we need to take it to the Fed.
No,
I'm
not,
just asking.
You're not going to go into Small's claim. They blocking that
okay.
shit now. That was years ago
right.
when that was working,
facts.
Right? Now, that's
facts.
Why I'm doing that webinar on the 241-242 suit.
Okay, so now, now you're saying, listen, can we take that into federal court?
Yes. Anytime you got beef
right.
with the state, you go to Fed.
Hey, Joe, I'm just saying, bro, me and Jedediah, we front line, bro. We going in. We about to sue the sheriff with the injunction and all that shit. Yeah, bro. It's about to be heavy.
Make sure you go after
yeah.
the governor and the attorney general. All
right.
All three, because that's who you served with the injunction.
Facts. Hey, bro, I love you, man. We're going to build hard, man. One love.
No
doubt.
Peace
to the God.
All right. Now, people have asked this. He said, I got my injunction and a tribal ID. They can't touch me. Bro, you bullshitting. No disrespect. You bullshitting. That tribal ID is not good. First of all, the injunction is banging, right? the tribal ID was banging. When I first started doing it, I used to do it that way, right? They have stopped honoring tribal IDs. They saying that a tribal ID that you have has to be in the BIA. Now, I know good and damn well the tribal ID you got is not a BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs, because that's a corporation. So they don't have to accept that. You could still get locked up with that, right? You are supposed to have the IDP, and you're supposed to have a foreign license with that IDP, and you're untouchable. You're under treaties. That's the law of the treaties. Right? Someone said, what is the charge? Yo, hit me up in my email with that question at jonahbay@gmail.com, and I'll gladly answer that question for what you want done. All right? Then someone said, file those UCC fee schedule and security agreements. Number one, we don't do security agreements over here. Security agreements does not make you a creditor. You need to go pick up my non-UCC webinar at jonahbay.com. What makes you a creditor, and you can talk to any banker, you must be willing to say you're a borrower. You come in and you sign the application, which they turn into a promissory note. And then the so-called creditor gets your promissory note, turns it into the Fed pays them, and then they collect interest off of you on the loan that you never got. That's how to be a real creditor, according to the UCC itself and every other person that does banking, right? Show me any law that says a security agreement. No, it's a promissory note. Stop the bullshit patriot shit. Y'all been doing that secure party creditor shit for 100 years, and it ain't no one succeeded at it. No one got anything from it, and it don't work according to UCC itself. UCC 9-313. It's not effective and necessary. It's not necessary or effective. The UCC says that. They said, Jonah, what about going after the DOT? What the fuck does the DOT got to do with the motherfucking cops? The DOT is the Department of Transportation. That is an agency for drivers, strawmen. You ain't supposed to be fucking with them like that. There was a process about 15 years ago where you did the DOT and you got a DOT number, and it put you in a private. It made you private from anybody pulling you up in a cop system. They changed that shit because I taught it to too many people. So don't worry about no DOT shit. I've seen people trying to bring the DOT shit back, and it still don't work. I know what it used to do. I'm a living example. But it don't work. Right? Let me see what's popping on that YouTube. All right. Ain't no question on YouTube. So let me go back to the call line. I'm going to caller 901-632.
Peace to God.
What up,
brother?
What's up,
John? How's everything going, huh? I'm chilling. I was trying to I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. I was on the line last week trying to, man, get in on that Social Security when you was talking about the Social Security. So I wanted to kind of dive in a little bit because I didn't get a chance to ask my question.
Go ahead.
I filled out the SS-5 form because I was in the archives going over the SS-5 and the SF-181, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on those forms, when I turn those in, do I just turn it in to the Social Security Administration?
You do not turn it in. You never turn it in. That's something you don't need to do and don't never do it. And I'm going to tell you why right now.
Okay.
Pull up the form SF-181.
All right. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
In the archives, too. But, you know, y'all got to get in them archives. Ethnicity and race identification. Now, who is filling, who is this for? Who do you hand it to? It says the U.S. Office of Personnel Management Guide to Personal Data Standards. Number one, it's telling you you got to be an employee of the federal government, the U.S. corporation.
Right.
And then the next thing it asks you is last name, first name, middle name. That's what they do when they're dealing with the creditor side of the straw man. And then they ask you for the social. So you know good and damn well this is some social, this is some straw man's form. You want to be in the private,
right.
Do not do the form. It does nothing for you. In the past, and it did nothing for me. Don't do it. Now, also, SS5, right? That's connected
right.
to your social, right? Never do a SS5.
Right, right.
Because the SS5, I've read a treaty about the Moors and expatriation a billion times, but y'all still not hearing it. A billion times where it says you cannot have naturalization paperwork with a nation that has a treaty with the Moors. Y'all know that the Moors has the Peace and Friendship Treaty. Y'all know that the birth certificate
right.
is naturalization paperwork. Y'all know that the Social Security is Social Security old age insurance. It also says you cannot take a benefit or be protected by a nation that has a treaty with the Moors. So you can't be a Moor and do those things. So I know I taught it before, but I told y'all, and this is in the archives, I reserve the right to change my mind when new and better information comes. So don't do it.
Right. Okay. 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 Bit. So with me, right, I'm trying to, you know, get back into making my little money and shit like that or whatever. But I noticed that even with doing a lot of, I heard the gentleman speak on my doing, getting a whole another EIN, you know, if you wanted to get a job or something like that and have everything going to the trust.
There's a webinar on my site, jonahbay.com, and it's called the Enterprise Webinar, and it shows you how to do that.
Okay, so you get that one for the, you know, whenever I'm trying to do a job to keep from using the social.
See, y'all can easily go out there and work, but you got to work as a contractor. It's called a 1099
right.
employee. Y'all can't be a SS employee, a W4 employee. Y'all can't do that.
W2 or something like that.
Oh, W2.
But
my bad.
It's still a lot of different people that still, even with me doing the little HVAC, heating the air, you know, working for certain department, they still ask for the social, even though I'm trying to do the contractors, you know what I'm saying, and do it under the contractors.
Because they want to tap into your security, and that's what the social allows them to do. You say, no, you gonna
right.
have to stand your ground. Either I'm going to be a contractor or I'm not working for you.
Right. Okay.
It's one or the other.
Okay. And
you cannot be free and have a job because as you have a job, you are a slave under the Social Security in the straw man. You are an employee of the United States.
Right. Okay. All right. Bit. Well, that's really what I had to get an understanding. You said it's called the
Say again.
I'm looking for the job. You said it's called the Enterprise.
Yeah, the Enterprise.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, the Enterprise. All right.
I think that's the end of the show anyway. Yeah, we got 4 minutes. That's the end of the show. I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. I hope y'all learned a lot. Newbies, be diligent. Study a little more.
And I wish y'all good luck on everything that y'all do. The remedy is here. I am teaching you the actual remedies. All right?
Man, peace to God.
Peace to the God. Someone said, should we still use the estate EIN for banking? Listen, I taught that in the beginning. Do the enterprise. Don't do the estate. Let me tell you why. I learned that the estate only lasts 7 years. 7 years, and then they're not going to let you make money with that number. You will still have the credit that you built up on that number, but they will not let you do internet business with the estate number after 7 years. So do the enterprise and do it right from the beginning, okay? So that's what I've learned with that. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all again Wednesday. Peace to the God.